So, hi, I'm Kemo. I've been giving a monologue about the environment, and I'm going to talk about the pressing complex issue in today's society. So let's dive in, shall we? Well, to start with, it's hugely important to bring focus to the fact that nowadays we live in a cosmopolitan and globalized world. So a diversity of opinion is a reality. In connection with the implication of the environment where I live, I would like to highlight that most populations are totally involved with the care of the planet. Despite the fact that it is well known, we are facing a total overhearing. Unfortunately, recent studies have shown over and over again that there are some people who do not believe in this problem. That's what's going on in my hometown. Almost everybody takes into consideration the today's reality, and the small population who is not afraid of this problem are totally being frowned upon. So, yet a question needs posing: what type of health problem will be facing in the future? Well, so with regard to the improvements, it's important to mention that yes, definitely there are possibilities, such as, for example, with the increase of the green areas and the use of public transport instead of going by car. Conversely, in this day and age, it cannot be denied the fact that more and more people are tackling the situation, taking advantage of the solar light, or applying the three R's: recycle, reduce, and reuse. Well, were I to talk about public health, it's worth mentioning our health will deeply vary. I vividly remember years ago when there were hardly any factories or pollution. In this case, the risk of cancer was practically inexistent. And never before have I been so concerned. That's the reason I'm under the impression that public health is a kind of serious problem to everybody. Well, so all in all, where too we have an open-minded vision and we do our own bit, we would save our planet. It's important to remember that time flies, and now is the perfect moment in order to repair the situation. That's all. Thank you.